The glory of God shall be revealed. We got to get together on page 2 here. We got to do it. The glory of God shall be revealed. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from you there are no secrets hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son Jesus Christ at his coming may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear them, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted." The word of the Lord.
Joseph, like a A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of your name, his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took her as his wife and had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Play with me. Pray with me, please. Spirit of God, come upon this place. Holy Spirit, reign in this sanctuary, in our hearts, in our minds. Fill us with your love, your joy, your hope, and your patience. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Be not afraid. And I don't know if you caught it. I said, please play with me. Before I said, pray with me. Yes, no, it was intentional. I celebrated a celebration of life in Atlanta, and the family decided that they were going to do cremation, but however, the important family didn't know. And so they came out after everything was done and said, immediately following this, we'll take them to the crematory, and people got all excited. And he's like, it's a big faux pas. And I said, that's okay, tomorrow I'm going to say, please play with me. Please play with me for a minute in your minds. Be not afraid. Joseph and Mary is such a far-fetched story. Any of you parents or grandparents, if you were sitting here and your daughter came and said, I'm pregnant with the Son of God, we would first ask if they were okay, if they had been in a trauma. We would take them to the doctor, of course, to be checked out. Lynn would be consulted. Robert would be called for prayer. Word would travel pretty quick that those of us that were negative, yeah, we know what went on. That's in this time when we know all about science. Can you imagine the fear? The fear of the very thought of the Virgin Mary being pregnant. So let's unwrap something for a minute. In this season, we all bring our own expectations of what we hope for. We rush through this season. We rush, and I can see it because usually on the 24th, when the service is finished and everybody's dead and exhausted and goes home, it's done. We all go home and we die, and then we do it again next year. But there are four themes of Advent that I want to fastly touch on, no more than about 30, 40 minutes. The first is hope. And this is where we place everything. Every single one of us has a hope, a secret hope inside that we want to happen. Every one of us puts our hopes on other people. Oh, we hope the choir will do this, or Robert will do this, or they'll do this in this group, or Christian will hush in 5 minutes. But we all have our hopes, and we fill them in vessels that leak. Our hopes are never contained. Somehow, that special gift, that special shot of joy that you had begins to fade about the 5th of January. Somehow that beautiful tree that's now wilting and getting in your carpet and going to take months to clean, the hope that it would bring is fading away. When we place our hope in vessels of this earth, they will always fail us. They will always leak. Peace. I hear everybody talk about peace all the time. Oh, we're so tired of what's on television. Oh, we're so tired of the world. Oh, we're so tired of what's going on in our church. All we want is a little peace. We have to speak peace and be peace to have peace. We have to be peace and speak peace to have peace. Peace doesn't mean being a doormat. Peace means that you can speak your truth the way you view your truth. But peace has nothing to do with a weapon. Nowhere does it say, take up your knives and forks and shields and let's have peace. As a baby coming into this world, Jesus brought peace. Not in the symbol of weapons, but as a helpless child. Joseph was terrified because in the Jewish tradition, and half of my family is Jewish, so I know a little bit about this, but I'm going to tell you, it was a bad thing that she came back and was 4 months pregnant. It's a bad thing. Joseph was afraid. But in that dream, God gave him two things: hope and peace. And when you put hope and peace together and you begin to realize that you can't place things that you hope for on earthly people and vessels, and you begin to have peace in your heart about that, joy begins to well up. And joy is about seeing and hearing the impossible. And I'm fixing to tell you the impossible. Joy is about seeing and hearing the impossible. A virgin birth. A man named Jesus that would save the world. A religion that would be so famous that it's really outlasted anything else. Jesus Christ, a baby. Now we've talked about hope and peace. It's brought us to joy, and we have to talk about love. Love is the glue that holds us all together. Love is the glue that says that I may not like you and you may not like me, but in Christ, there's the glue that holds us together as the body of Christ. When we look at our neighbor, we see Christ. When we look at our neighbor, and I don't ever preach politics, so y'all get this one, and one party's on one side and another's on the other, and everybody's pointing fingers, everybody in those parties that are Christian folks are still the face of Jesus. Because Jesus did something that no one else could do, and this is at my conclusion, but I got to hit it now. Jesus was two things. Fully human, and I'm going to act up and get my way. And fully divine. That's why Jesus is God. Jesus was fully human and understood what it was like to be in the lack of hope and the lack of peace and not have joy and not have love, because he spent his whole ministry trying to teach us. Those were very important things. Who can we place our hope in this season? Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 says it all, and this goes back to the joy of seeing and hearing the impossible. Please hear this. The Son of God is the image of the invisible God. The Son of God is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. God is invisible, but through God's wonder, power, and grace, Jesus Christ became visible and real. Not just 2,000 years ago, but right here today. Only in Jesus Christ can you have hope. Only in Christ can we have peace. Only in Christ can we have true joy. And only in Christ can we love our neighbors that sometimes aren't lovable. The Son is the image of the invisible God. Mary and Joseph probably had no clue as they began their journey, a scandalous journey. Joseph, as a stepfather of any of you that have been stepfathers, probably had a rough time at it. But they began a journey that would set us here in these pews some 2,000 years later. Jesus is both fully human and fully divine. Who can we place our hope with this season? Who can we place our hope with this season? Who can we place our hope with during Advent? And that's Jesus. Jesus holds all hope, all joy, all love, and all peace. So if you want to experience the Advent season truly this year, embrace Jesus, the image of God, born of a virgin, in a whole bunch of messy circumstance that led us all here to love one another. Amen.
Let us recite the Nicene Creed found on page 4. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on page 5.
Make your ways known upon earth, O God. Renew your church in holiness. Bring healing, comfort, and peace to those whose lives are closely linked with ours, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Steve, Phil, J.R., John, Paul, Marie, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Teddy, Richard, Irene, June, Michael, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Pat, Laura, Jane, Zach, Charlie, Michael, Georgina, Joyce, Bill, Marsha, Shannon, Judy, Pat, Randy, Jeff, Melvin, Sherry, Jason, Mason, Cameron, Daniel, Sam, Carol, Rosemary, Harry. Hillcrest School Community Food Pantry, I think that is.
And especially Thomas Bennett, grandson of John Sargent the Younger. Guide the leaders of this nation and every nation. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays, especially Gracie Hillis and Amanda Putnam. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary, especially Linda and David Pennebaker. Let not the needy, O God, be forgotten. Make us instruments of your peace.
Come, O come, Emmanuel, help us to receive you with courageous trust, like Mary did, with humility and awe, as the shepherds did, and all the while proclaiming the good news of your salvation, just as the angels did. Amen. Now let us confess our sins against God and our neighbors. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Please stand. Friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I can still say good morning because Christian's such a better preacher than I am. Good morning. So a few things to talk about. I want to start by offering a deep bit of gratitude to Gaines, who's not here this morning. He's on vacation, or he's on a trip. He's doing something. That guy's always on the move. That Gaines, he's always out there moving around. But a big gratitude for him stepping up last Sunday. I think as many, if not all of you, have read, my nephew had a serious asthma attack last Saturday evening, and it was a terrifying thing. He's okay. He is okay. His biggest complaint this week was that he could not go to school and participate in the spelling bee. I don't know where this kid came from in our family, but here he is. He's golden. Anyway, he's doing well. He saw a specialist this week, and they're sort of working on some troubleshooting around what happened, but he is well. And thank you for your prayers around all that. This past Wednesday, this church hosted lunch at the end of school for the teachers and staff at the Dawn School Program. And if you don't know, the Dawn School Program is a school that we're in relationship with. It's a public school, and the teachers there, they get kids from other public schools who are dealing with behavioral issues and send those kids back. And so if you think about it, it's a really tough job. And about 30 of them came here on Wednesday, and there were folks from our church, from St. Albans Church, who came and made food and served and gave presents, and man, it was just, and every one of them on the way out were just beaming, and the comment, not just once, but several times came up, nobody has ever done anything like this for us before, from me, thank you for that. And that was a true gift. This coming Tuesday, we will celebrate the hope, joy, peace, and love. Did I get those mixed up? It goes hope, peace, joy, and love of the Nativity at 5:30. So be here. There will be beautiful music. Don will smoke the place up. It will be a glorious thing. So come and join us. 5:30 Christmas Eve celebration. It will be a great, wonderful thing. If you haven't signed up for poinsettias yet, or do you say poinsettias? I don't. It's poinsettias, but it's spelled poinsettias. Whatever. So if you haven't signed up for those yet, that's on the door into the flower room. After this service, Hilda needs some help getting that Christmas tree planted. So if you're willing and able, if you will meet her in the flower room, she'll lead that charge. Is that right? Okay. All right. Correct. Any other announcements?
We do need help. We do need help.
It is not an idle request. We definitely need your help. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us in an offering and a sacrifice to the Most High.
Thank you.
This Holy Eucharist is offered to the glory of God and also in thanksgiving for this prayer shawl and the blessings that it goes with for Thomas Bitton, grandson of John. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time you made ready the creation, your spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being, sun, moon, and stars, earth, winds, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways, but we rebelled against you and wandered far away. Yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day, we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we sing.
Santo, 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 mi cor.
Honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw the whole world to himself. Yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us, with Thaddeus and all your saints, from every tribe and language and people and nation, to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever.
Amen.
And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen."
Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us.
These are the gifts of God. They are for you, the people of God. Come taste and see that God is good. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of the body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage. Friends, go forth into the world in peace and be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen those who are faint-hearted and support those in need. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Alleluia, alleluia, let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.